The next session is going to be by Brazil's Singh, and he's going to be talking about making OpenStreetMap more accessible for new mappers. So please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Brazil Singh.
Hi everyone, this is Brazil Singh and I am newly appointed director of the OpenStreetMap Foundation. So today I'm going to talk about how we can improve our community spirit in our local communities. So let me first introduce my slide. So today I'm going to talk about our local communities. What we face is more like when we are in universities, like Youth Mappers and some other organization introduces us the OpenStreetMap. But what happens when a student graduated? So when a student graduated, they are no more connected with the Youth Mappers if they have no personal interest. But there are some other local communities who work with OpenStreetMap, who work on the OpenStreetMap. But what happens, I can say that when there are some communities, they are very active, but there are also communities, they are less active. They are like inactive all the years. But when new projects comes or international project come to their country, then they become super active. And then again, they become silent when the projects in or the project is no longer available. So that's the local community gap, which I am saying that years of inactive, not in all the communities, but in some communities, there are years of inactive, but suddenly they boost up. And when the project is silent and they all are silent, there are no activities in that country or in that community. So why this is a problem? So basically this is a problem because in community, it's not like the same person is doing the same thing. Because in all the communities, in all the chapters, there will be new members coming. There will be new members joining. But like they are joining a mapathon, that time they are active. But when a project is finished and someone is new mappers, they thought that there will be more and more activities in the community. But like when the project is finished, there is no activity, he feel abandoned. He don't know how to do what's next. So that's the main problem. And we maybe miss a new leader that who maybe in future become new leader. We may be missed because of this problem. So that's the cycle that some communities depend on external fundings, like NGO fundings or international fundings, and the funding ends and all the activity collapse, and their interest also in loss. They also lost the trust in OSM. So we have to do some community-driven activities. The community should be sustainable. That's what I'm going to show. That the new mappers' journey should be like this, that they are excited to start mapping, and they did their first edit. And then when the project in, they lack of support from the old mentors, that they're supposed to do support them, but they lack of support. And our OSM community lost new leaders who maybe in future become the new leader. But the problem is some of our leaders make the community personal. They work for their personal interest. That's the problem. And new mappers face lots of problem. I don't know in other communities that type of thing, but I saw some communities that this type of problem exist. So these are some common issues. Like mentorship, lack of mentorship opportunity. They depend on the external trainers, like from HOT, like from UN mappers, like from other organizations or other countries. But they do not make their own trainer, their own leaders. Like if there are some localization, that will be more sustainable. But they do not do the things. They only depend on the external trainers. So if we saw the community mentorship program from the Humanitarian OpenStreetMap team, they launch every year this mentorship program where there will be mentor and mentees. Mentors are like the old leaders who were previously mentees, and the mentees are the new mappers who are like new who wanted to learn. So the experienced mappers who are experienced, they become the mentor and they support the mentees to like solve the issues, how to do a project, how to contribute in OpenStreetMap and everything. So that should be the cycle of community engagement. So we should encourage active involvement from all community members and also initiate activities that are affordable and culturally relevant. Yeah. So we can do one thing that we can initiate some small activities like in weekly or monthly, and we can also do something which we can afford, not depend on the external support or on the international fundings. We can do something that we can support by ourselves. And also, yeah, the recognition, it's very important. Even it is not about money, if someone is doing one edit, or in SDYC, if we can see that, we can see a list of mappers who are editing how much in monthly, and we have a community, we must have social medias or everything, and we can like recognize them that, yeah, congratulations to them that they mapped this amount of thing in this month. And that made me like made new mappers really feeling good. So that's another thing. And the most important thing is creating safe space. Yeah. So the OSM is diverse, and yeah, creating safe space is most important so that everyone can feel support and secured. So, yeah. So this is the graph of a community growth and sustainability. So basically, the self-sufficient community should be like independent, and they should be limited to the external support. And yeah, the strong community support ensures the long-term sustainability. And also, yeah, so basically our community, like some of our community depends on the donors heavily, and that's the limitation from our communities. And also there are some communities, they are struggling because of these funding issues. So that's the community should look like that. There is an inactive community, and they start from small and local mapping, and then they engage, and then they recognize new mappers, and then the community become more active. Like the previously I saw that in Japan, they are translating in their own languages. So that's the great thing, that if a local community do everything in their own language, it will encourage them more to like active on OpenStreetMap. So yeah, thank you from my side.
All right, thank you for the wonderful presentation. So do you have a question for Brazil?
Congratulations upon your role at the board. My name is Michael, and my question is around volunteer retention. Volunteer retention has been a problem in most of the communities, and not only in OpenStreetMap, even in other open source communities. So my question is the foundation having any actionable initiatives or programs it intends to put in place to help communities with the issue of volunteer retention? Because in that process, we've lost very valuable contributors, because we've not known what their interests were in the first place, that we would work maybe towards them. So I don't know if the foundation has anything in place it intends to implement to support communities retaining the volunteers. Thank you.
So great question, thank you. So basically, this type of things, we have community working groups, you know. So this type of things, community working groups do. And may I know from which community you are from?
I'm from OpenStreetMap.
And how many members, like from your community, to the OpenStreetMap Foundation? Do you know?
There are more than 200, but
no.
Very active.
The active membership. Like, we have an option, if you map 42 days, you can become active member. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Do you know how many members did that?
But around 100 people.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, if you want some support from the OSM Foundation or the community working groups, so you have to like apply there. There are emails you can like ask to them that you need that type of support. And if we can, we will definitely support. Thank you.
Any other question?
Okay, so basically there is a QR code. You can like scan this and you can support the OSM Foundation. Like if you are active member, if you want to be an active member, if you mapped more than 42 days, so you can become the member of the OpenStreetMap Foundation for free. And if you do lots of non-mapping activities, you can apply from their QR code or you can pay from here and you can become the OSM Foundation member. And it will help us to maintain the server. And there are lots of things for this, which is absolutely not free. So yeah, you can support us by like becoming the OSM Foundation member. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.